from high up in high heaven.
Welcome back, stoners, to another episode of I'm Too Effin' High. I'm your high host, James Mastriani, and I love this music. And we've got a really great episode for you today. Sorry, I'm very high right now, guys. It's a part of the show, so don't freak out. I should be high. What this show is we get comedians high on cannabis and have them do comedic challenges to try to prove that marijuana makes everything funnier. Mm. That's what it is. That's the mantra. That's the theme. That's the, yeah, there it is. we do this podcast every Tuesday as a new episode. We also do a live show at the Upright Citizens Brigade every first Saturday of the month. Next one's going to be December 7th at midnight. Also, thinking ahead a little bit, we're actually going to be moving to 10 p.m. starting in January. So if you usually go to the live show and it's usually midnight and you're like, man, I like this show, but it's really late. Well, good news.
I got to get a babysitter for two extra hours.
Yeah. Good news. It's going to be at 10, which will be great.
It's going to be early.
Yeah. So check that out on imtoeffinghigh.com. We have information on the website about shows. We're also going to be doing some satellite shows and stuff pretty soon. And we'll have information on the website about that as well. Let's get to meeting my co-host here, who is filling in for DJ Blue Dream. Please welcome DJ Narc Lifeguard.
Narc Lifeguard. Narc Lifeguard. It would have been so cool to cut it right when I did, but my finger smudges the pause button. I can't get a hold of this soundboards.
It's hard, man. It's hard. You're doing great.
I'm going to do 3 weeks in a row, and then we're going to start getting the Reddit threads are going to start filling up about DJ Blue Dream.
Yeah, when's he coming back?
Yeah. When's he coming back from filming Die Hard 9?
That's right, yeah.
He booked it.
Huh?
He booked it.
Die Hard 9.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
No.
Yeah. DJ Blue Dream or DJ Narc Lifeguard.
Yep, that's me.
How you feeling, man? How high are you right
Good,
now?
Good, man. We just re-upped and it was nice.
Yeah.
So I actually feel a little energetic. I ate some more snacks. Mm. Yeah.
Got your
like
sugar
the
up.
Room. We got a fun room. This one feels like it's gonna be
got
good.
A hot room.
Yeah, hot room. Oh yeah,
we do. We have.
How
two.
Are you doing, buddy? Where are you
I'm
right
good.
Now?
I'm good. I'm about to like, I'd say maybe like a 7.8.
7.8.
Yeah, all I'd right, say good. That's where I'm at on the old high Richter scale.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel good. I'm excited. This is gonna be great. I'm got tons of energy. I'm good to go.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Let's meet our guest today, shall we?
Yeah.
She's a comedian at the Upright Citizens Brigade, and as well, I'm assuming, all over Los Angeles. Please welcome Miranda Ray Hart.
Wow, hello. I haven't been high in like 2 months. I feel crazy sitting here with some mentors. They're teaching me the ways.
That's right. We're your weed mentors, your marijuana mentors, your marijuantors.
Yeah.
We'll work on that one.
Marijuantors.
Okay, so so I always ask our guests what your relationship to marijuana is. So it sounds like you haven't smoked for a couple months, so you're not a regular user.
I'm not a regular user.
Smoke weed very rarely.
Love that. It's nice to say that in case my parents are listening.
Uh-oh.
They're straight edge. But okay. So because of that, like, I feel like when I was young, I loved smoking weed. Felt so rebellious and cool. And I was, you know, the one female in the friend group of male stoners. Yeah. That was kind of my thing. But, right. You know, I had to retire young.
Sure.
yeah, I don't know. I guess I just stopped being friends with cool stoners. And I do it alone or like with like one or two friends now. But that does feel like a holiday.
Right.
Almost.
Yeah.
Weed holiday.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. And so how high are you right now, like on a scale of like 1 to 10, would you say?
I would say a 6.
Okay.
So, I don't know. But also, I feel like it comes in waves, especially when I'm quiet.
Totally.
When you're high and you're quiet, when I was listening to you guys, I was like, whoa, what is happening? When he did his rap, or like he just introduced himself, Narc Lifeguard, I was like, this is a lot.
Yeah. I mean, you're so high you thought he rapped.
I did.
Yeah.
I was like, is he rapping? And I was like, no, he just said his name and then stuttered. Just the same thing as a rap.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a compliment, DJ Narc Lifeguard.
Yeah.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
Also, your name's hard to say. Can we all agree on that?
Yeah.
Narc Lifeguard. That's hard to say.
Do you remember my name, the name of the character?
Wasn't it like originally like Mark... Mark Narf Lard.
Oh gosh.
Mark Knife Guard. Narc Lifeguard.
The Narc Lifeguard.
That makes my ears buzz.
And Mike, before I would run on stage because he would tell me earlier and then I'd get really, really high and he'd be like, hey, don't remember, introduce me as Mark Knife Guard, the Narc Lifeguard. I'd be like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then I walk on stage. I'd be like, oh, fuck. I can't remember.
No.
We have costumes that we've never used that I've purchased for the live show that James has just forgot to introduce me.
And Mike was standing off to the side wearing a costume. Yeah. And I completely
just
forgot.
Just off to the side in a costume. A few audience members being like, what was that? I guess it's a high show. I guess like occasionally they just have a guy stand in a costume off to the side.
That's
which
a very
honestly
funny
is pretty
idea.
Funny. It's honestly a funny idea. Yeah.
I'll be in a costume for an entire show and do nothing.
Live show is wild.
Perfect.
Live show is wild.
Perfect. Yeah. I'm hitting you up for that for sure.
Oh, please.
Have you come in like kind of acting impatiently?
We did have a live...
Like you have the next show or something?
We did have a live show where we had the guests try to find Where's Waldo on on the screen.
Oh, yeah, that
and
was fun.
And we just had Colin McGurk dressed as Where's Waldo in the house.
There was no Waldo on the screen.
Yeah. And so the whole audience saw him, but the panelists were laying down looking at the screen, so they're never... aware of what was happening.
Yeah,
it was great. It was fun.
That's crazy.
Got to see the live show.
Yeah, come
that's
check out trippy. The live show.
Yeah, there's it really is.
It's a good plug for the live show. thanks for being here, Miranda.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Also a comedian at the Upright Citizens Brigade and other places all over Los Angeles. You can see him Bangarang on Friday nights at 8 p.m. Please welcome Dave Tooney.
Hello. Yeah, big Pearl Jam fan. This is great.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. You're wearing a flannel shirt right now.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm Eddie Vedder.
You're Eddie Vedder, buddy.
Oh, my God.
I'm a big Pearl Jam fan.
You're the better Eddie Vedder.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie Vedder.
Eddie Vedder. Eddie
Vedder. Hey, I like that.
Welcome back, man.
Thanks. Thanks for having me back. This is great.
Yeah.
This is great. I'm not a, what was it, a weed mentor? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a dementor. I'm a dementor from from Harry Potter. Is that what they're called in that book?
Yeah. Okay. I feel like that's the like start to a bad trip.
Yeah, like you didn't come here clutching a copy of the Harry Potter series.
Hard book only, hardcover.
Yeah, pretending like you don't know what they're called.
I read the first, I read the Harry Potter books. And then when Twilight came out, I was like, oh, all right, vampires and werewolves, I like those things. And I like the Harry Potter, like, it's fine if it's like teen, young adult. And then I read it, and it was fine. I mean, millions. I don't know if any of you liked it. Did you like it?
I only dedicated my entire life to it.
I was into it and I was like, all right, yeah, he's a handsome vampire. I get it. It was like constantly a description of like how much he was shimmering.
His golden eyes yeah. and his crooked smile.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he is no Harry Potter. I'll tell you that.
Easy, Dave. Harry Potter was a child.
Yeah, Dave. Oh, man. I always say that Harry Potter in Prisoner of Azkaban is, like, cute, and people are like, that's when he was, like, 14.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
like, oh, shit. Okay. Yeah, never mind.
Maybe I really am a Dementor.
Yeah. Dave, what's catch us up on your? I know you've been on the show before, but catch us up on your relationship to cannabis. Where you at with it?
It's gotten better.
Yeah,
worked through some things, and I do it more often now. I was like almost never, and now I do it a little bit.
Great.
Now I do it. Let's say once.
Very rarely.
maybe That's a little more than that though. How many times a week?
I'd say once a week.
Once a week.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right? Mm-hmm. That's huge.
Yeah.
Smoke weed
almost
every day.
There you go. There you go.
Do we have any things like reference hours or...
Smoke weed just to go to sleep sometimes.
That's pretty good.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So it's my... What if that turns into a whole... That's just a whole episode.
Yeah. Just constantly interrupting you.
The royalties we will owe.
Yeah. That's my relationship right now with weed.
Cool. And how high are you right now? Scale of 1 to 10?
I'd say I'm a smooth 5.
Okay.
Ew.
Like a few-
Jesus, Dave. That's a child.
I'm a demented 5. That's what I would say I'm at. I'm at a good 5. If any more, this would turn into a not a fun time.
Not a good time. Okay, great.
Well, you're doing great. You're great, Dave.
You're doing great, buddy.
Thanks.
That's a good shirt too. That is a nice shirt.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Yeah.
If you can see it, if only you could see it.
Only you could see it.
Listeners, if only you could see it.
You said any better earlier.
We'll have a pic on Instagram and you'll be able to see it.
I'm excited for you guys
He's
to see
very
it.
Seattle.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
very Seattle.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, the dream.
Oh, yeah. Living the dream.
Yeah. I love that so much.
Awesome, guys. So this first segment we're going to do here is very simple, but this segment is called High Questions.
High question. High question.
He's rapping again. Stop rapping.
He's rapping again.
You said it the first time, and I wasn't looking at you. And then the song kept going, and then no, you weren't doing anything. So I was like, where did that even come from? Was that they build that into the recording?
Yeah.
But then I saw you do it. I saw you do it in person.
You did it right there.
Man, wow. The magic of cinema, you know?
Yeah. Mm. Oh, he just kind of duct tapes some stuff together. He just puts it together. It's really savvy.
Yep. Yeah. I'm using my film degree.
Yeah, the magic of cinema.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen to that.
So the high question is, when you smoke weed or when you get high, maybe you do edibles, what is something that... when you think about it, to share with our audience, when you think about it while you're high, that blows your mind. Like, what's something that's kind of like, you know, maybe it's space-based, maybe it's ocean-based.
Space-based.
Space-based.
I think about space bases. Like, like
space
would be cool,
force.
Would they like have a base on Mars, or what would it be?
That is a genuinely good question, and I'm sure there's something that happens every time that I marvel at, and it's probably some sort of pattern.
Right.
Do you have one right off the top of your head?
Oh, man. I was trying to think, because I feel like I said, I smoked for the first time in a while, and I feel like when I smoked a little bit at home, I was in the elevator being like, oh, I'm thinking crazy shit. Can't wait to tell I'm too effing high, host. And then I, like, of course, forgot it. But I feel like
of course.
I was like, this is a nugget of gold. You know, I actually worked out high today.
Nice. What?
Yeah. I thought to myself, will I die doing this?
Yeah.
Like, just, like, lifting weights. Like, I'm already bad at lifting weights. And then, like, being high, is that smart? Well, I was on the elliptical. I don't know. I guess I was just thinking how useful your knees are.
Were you lifting weights on the elliptical?
Oh, hell yeah.
So dangerous.
The workout of the future. But yeah, your legs do a lot of stuff.
That's
yeah.
a good point, though.
They're
That's
bendy,
a good point.
Yeah.
Your knees are so like important, and the way that they function and the way that they're created with like tendons and ligaments. And,
yes.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And I remember like as a kid, you'd want the Barbie that had the weird bendy legs. And like my cousin used to say, like, I want the Barbie with the bendy legs. It was like so... kind of creepy and weird, but she was absolutely right.
I don't know why. Maybe this is horrible, but I'm imagining your cousin is like bedridden.
Yes.
Just is yelling.
Please, mama, the Barbie with the bendy legs.
You know?
Is that and like she's not yeah. allowed to be in sunlight.
No.
Like she's just...
Honestly, she at the time was a ginger. She grew out of her gingerness. So she kind of was like a very pale.
Okay.
Yeah, freckly.
Mother, the Barbie with fingers. Please, the Barbie with fingers.
Yeah. So knees, yeah, that's pretty. I would agree with that. It also always is crazy to me, like how a lot of us have. I mean, for our bodies to function like the same sort of like structure, right?
Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. our knees are structured. They might be different sizes or different, but mm-hmm. the structure yeah. is the same, which is crazy
yeah.
to me.
Yeah, yeah, and you have to use them in the same. Like you can't like, oh, it's better if I walk like this or do this. Generally, it's like. We all have to play by the same like
yeah.
rules as far as how to use your
yeah.
limbs and parts.
And whatever. Genetically, when you're a little baby, for some reason, like, you know, I don't know how it all works, but genetically, like, you know, your knee is being constructed, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know how it works. Like, yeah. how does it know to be like, this is a ligament, this is a tendon, this is a bone, when yeah. all of that shit is... Yeah, I don't know. That's pretty wild.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going to just marinate on it for
like
a long
that.
time, yeah. you know? I mean, babies are born, too, like, really soft. And it's crazy that you can just mess something up with a baby. They're always like, it's so soft. Don't mess with its head. You could leave a handprint
yeah.
in their
yeah.
head.
Miranda, what are you trying to do to the baby's head?
Look, I'm going to admit it.
Are you poking it with something?
Mother, the Bobby with the Bobby.
Is that why your cousin was bedridden?
Honestly, I'm not going to lie. I got in trouble with another cousin. I have a lot of cousins for putting my feet on its head when it was like really little. And I remember my aunt was so mad. Like, you never do that again. I was like, that's fair. I should not have tested my limits. I was like, this is dumb baby. Put my leg on it.
Wearing some steel-toed boots.
Yeah, I was a bad kid. I think I didn't understand basic yeah. kindness.
How about you, Dave? Anything come to mind? Like mind-blowing stuff?
I'll use the example. I said I only get high once a week, but I did get high last night. Our friend Ryan Harry and I went and saw The Irishman.
He's rapping.
He's rapping.
In my mind, I'm like, oh, I don't want to smoke weed every day, even though there's nothing wrong with it. But I'm like, I don't know if I want to be in the headspace all the time. Weed every day. But then you play that, and I was like, oh, yeah, I do.
I do.
If only to hear that music more often.
Yeah.
No.
But we saw The Irishman last night.
Oof.
And I'd love to talk more about that. But I said to Ryan, we were driving around, and we took taking edibles. And that's probably not a great
driving
idea.
Driving around, popping them.
Yeah.
Smoke weed every day. Woo!
Just popping at
him. Oh, God.
Driving. I imagine he's throwing them in your mouth. You're throwing them in his mouth.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
Check it out. School zone.
Speed up. Weed every day.
Even if my mom and dad did listen to this episode, there's so many things happening. I feel like they would be the end of it. They wouldn't be like, Dave smokes weed a lot now? What is this? Yeah. I think there's too many detours on this thing.
They would just be like, I love that song.
I love this song. It's great. Anyway, so back to it. But I said this to him last night. I like the radio station K-Day, which plays like 90s hip hop.
Yeah.
Probably because that is my decade.
Yeah.
But also like, so then I dropped him off and I was driving home. And then it was like, I was listening to K-Day and I loving it. And also I had like all my windows down and I was driving down the LA streets. And I already like driving down LA streets in general. I like Los Angeles. But then at night with like all the lights on everywhere, if there's like neon anywhere, and then K-Day's playing and I'm a little high. I'm just like, I'm in love with the city.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You only fall in love with LA like at the dead of night when you can drive like freely.
Right. It's the best.
Yeah.
It is great. Yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah. We're about to hit like the sweet spot of Los Angeles season. Like during December, it gets like for 2 weeks, it's just, it's great. It's like if so many people were just constantly not here, that LA would be
cool.
Yeah,
it'd be great.
It'd be like the rapture. Maybe we should encourage that.
Is this four transplants all saying it'd be cool if less people were here?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm glad I'm not an LA native. Those kids are messed up.
Yeah. those are great answers. I love it. Cool. Let's jump to our first segment here of comedic challenges.
Great.
And this segment's called the Hypothetical Situation.
What do you do when you got a situation that you know is all theoretical? But you're high when you're high, we call that situation hypothetical. It's a hypothetical situation. It's a hypothetical situation. It's a hypothetical situation. It's a hypothetical situation.
So the hypothetical situation is basically you guys are high and I'm going to give you a situation and you're going to act that situation out.
Okay.
Anybody could jump in at any point, sort of improvise, play around, that sort of thing.
Okay.
And the theme for this one is frost. Mm. Frost. We're about to come up on the winter time here.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Won't see any here in LA, but hey, some people will experience it.
Yeah.
Miranda, we're going to start with you.
All right, I'm ready.
You ready?
Oh, let me clear my throat. Okay, I'm ready now.
Your situation is, your hypothetical situation is, you don't believe that frostbite is real. And you wrote a mind over matter book called Think Warm, Feel Warm, Be Warm. And you're at a medical conference here to convince doctors that you're correct. Does that make sense?
What's the book called? Think Warm, Feel Warm?
It's called Think Warm, Feel Warm, Be Warm.
And I'm at a conference with doctors. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Just go. All right.
Yes.
Hello, my fellow intellectuals, people that are my peers in my field, a field that I know a lot about. My name is... Deborah Summers.
Yeah.
One of my biggest fans is here from Arizona, I believe.
ASU.
I did meet him at a conference at ASU. This young man had a difficult ski trip to what I believe is called the Alps.
It was the worst.
Yes. And he's a perfect example of what we're going to talk about today. Frostbite isn't you. Frostbite is your imagination. And my book, Feel Warm, Be Warm, You Are Warm, is a kind of a trip, down the thought process that frostbite is fake. Can I get an amen?
Yeah.
Yes.
Boo.
Whoa. Boo. Okay, sir. What's your name?
Hank.
Hank?
Yeah.
And where are you from, Hank?
I'm from Michigan.
Okay, so you've been cold before.
I lost my boy to frostbite.
I don't believe this.
I did.
We see that Hank is just ahead.
Oh, my God. Well, Hank.
I lost my boy and all my body.
I do see that you are a floating head.
I fell off a snowmobile.
But did you have to be? Ever think of that? In that moment that you were going through that, did you have to take that path? Couldn't you say, not me, not today?
I was trying to keep my boy warm. We peed on ourselves just for that.
You
that
peed bit, on yourself? You peed on warmth. Your son, sir?
Yes.
You pissed on your son.
Don't make me relive it.
Can you explain the actual mechanism? You just lowered your son under your golden stream and you pissed on him.
Yes. God, you're right. I was frostbite wasn't the monster that day. I was.
Exactly.
Oh, think warm. Feel warm. I am warm. Thank you.
No problem. I'm happy to help people like Hank. People who've been cold. He believes.
Hey, brother. Michigan sucks.
Boys.
Wait a second.
So in my book, I do a breakdown, the 10 steps to be warm. Think warm, feel warm. These steps are simple. Number one, never think you need mittens. Never. Once you go there, once you put the mitten on your hand, you're a goner there, just then and there. Because if you're thinking you're warm, you're not gonna reach for a mitten. Imagine the Bahamas. Be the Bahamas. Does everyone agree with that? Be the Bahamas? Excuse me. Who are you? Oh, is someone pinching you?
Shoving his weight in the front.
Yeah. Excuse me. Also, pinch. I'm Farwell Blade.
Hello, Farwell.
Farwell Blade.
President of Thinsulate. Thinsulate, often used to line gloves and mittens.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
I buy stock.
And you will continue to do so.
Because this is
a farce today. We have conducted numerous studies showing that frostbite is real and it can affect, first off, the extremities, which is why everyone here gets a free pair of Thinsulate gloves.
Someone get this man out of my conference. Security.
Oh, ooh.
Don't pinch my security. Stop pinching them.
Pinch.
You're a sicko. Pinch. You're like a crab.
I can only do this because my fingers work well because I wear gloves in the winter and I can keep all of my blood flow to them.
Get out of here. Hit him with our stumps.
Yes. Stump him.
Miranda Ray Hart. Oh, that's great. Awesome. Dave, you're going to go next? Dave? Your hypothetical situation is, and so all three of us at different points will participate in this. You are Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah.
And you just entered the dating market. And you are at a speed dating event hoping to meet that special someone.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Hi. Sorry, that's my ringtone. Let me just silence on the phone real quick. This is inappropriate to go off on a dating.
It's fine.
Hi, my name's Frosty.
I'm Marie.
Hi, Marie. Great to meet you. I see you're from Northern California.
Yeah, why do you have my ID?
Oh. Oh, we get like a little...
Give me back my ID.
Sorry. It's
Hey man, you just take this woman's ID?
No, it's just like
he did.
I'm magical.
Oh sure.
But also I could do I'm sleight of hand. I'm good with like close up magic.
Get your wooden arms off my ID.
I'm sorry. This is my apologies.
Look, man, you still have two more minutes with this man. Is that you feel safe?
Yeah.
If you want me to ding a bell? I can ding the emergency bell.
No, it's fine. I'm from a rough part of town.
Okay. All right.
I'm fine.
I'm sorry,
hey, man. None of that magic shit.
My bad. That's my fault. We got off on the wrong ball. Let me go ahead and snowball. All right. So let's get to know each other a little bit more.
Okay.
I recently came to life, and And I'm looking, I guess, for, I don't know if I'm looking for anything real serious. Just kind of dipping my...
I have three kids. Are you ready to be my, a parent, a step parent? My little boy, he has ADD. He's always jumping off the walls.
Okay. Three kids.
I mean, yes, they're all jumping off the walls. You don't look like you can even run, sir.
I can't. Okay. I can't. So that this might not be the best of matches. But I want to say that, I'm sure being a single mom is hard, and I support you on this.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And if you do ever need like a babysitter, I am good with kids. I'm great with kids.
What about in the summer? Where will you be? You're absentee.
Yeah.
You can't be my kid's babysitter and then back away just when it gets warm.
I do die in the summer, only to be reborn in the winter.
Okay. Well, I think actually... I think it's my turn next.
Okay, good luck.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You too.
Good meeting you. Good meeting you.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
Hey.
I'm Frosty.
Oh, hi, Frosty. Cool name. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
nice you. To meet you. Yeah.
Nice watch.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I'm Steven.
Hi, Steven.
Yeah. So, I'll just sort of jump into it, start off where I like to start off. I'm into aggressive sex. I like to fuck hard.
Okay.
Dom stuff, sub stuff, BDSM.
Mm-hmm.
You tie me up, I tie you up, a little give and take there. That's sort of my thing. Is that something you could be into? Are you going to be able to do that? I mean, I like that you got wooden arms.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too. I love him. Steven?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, this is a little different for me,
mm-hmm.
but I'm different from everybody else.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. You know, it's okay that you're different, and it's okay that I'm different.
Cool.
Great. That being said, in the realm of sex, I'm kind of the same. Lie flat on my back. my partner would also lie flat on their back. And we'd probably go to sleep pretty quickly after that.
Okay. All right. I mean, that's not necessarily my cup of tea, I guess. Okay. Yeah, but maybe I could get into it. I don't know. Maybe if you hit me a little bit or something like that at some point.
I could hit you a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I do have sticks for arms, and they are good for that.
Right.
Okay,
cool.
I noticed that you're eyeing my carrot nose quite a bit.
Sorry. That's embarrassing. But is it that obvious?
It was a little bit. You were like a little... glint in your eye.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I'm super into it. Yeah. I like it a lot. Definitely super into it. We're gonna have fun with that carrot. I know that much. Well, if we take the next step, I will say one thing you should know.
Mm-hmm.
I got three kids, man. I mean,
oh
yeah, I got three kids. I'm looking for another, like, I'm looking for somebody to help me, tie these dudes. Like, these kids are fucking, they're all ADD, ADHD. I think one of them's bipolar. Like,
okay.
One of them's ripping his hair out every day.
Oh.
I can't get him to stop. I don't know.
All right. Hey. 2 minutes is up here. Is this all right.
Okay. Well, up in the air, maybe? Up in the air?
Yeah, let's put that in the old up in the air pile.
Okay, great.
And,
great. I'll probably hang around the parking lot, see what see if you're looking for your car and stuff.
Okay, great. I'll see you in the parking lot, Steven. Hey, real quick, before we get to the third person, Mr. Security Guard.
Yeah.
Is it normally be this like aggressive and like?
Look, pal, you pay the $9, you try to find love, all right? You paid the $9.
Frosty can't handle this. This is me, Jack Frost.
Jack Frost?
Yeah, it's me.
Hey.
What the hell are you doing in my parts?
Real quick.
Yeah.
Are we enemies or friends?
Enemies. Hey. I'm the bad snow guy.
Hey, 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 you two. Get out of here. The Jack Frost.
Yeah.
You're trouble, I told you.
Fine. I'm going next door. F you, Frosty.
Wait, what's next door?
You know what? Next door is, a Knights of Columbus club.
Dave Tooney. Dave Tooney. That's so funny. That was great. So this next one you guys are gonna do together.
Okay, great.
This situation.
so harmony.
You guys co-host a cooking show.
Great.
Called Let Them Eat Frosting, where you put frosting on literally every single thing you cook. Make sense?
Yep.
Yeah.
Awesome. Can we get some like intro music here?
Hey, welcome back to Frosty Delights.
Hey guys, welcome.
Hello. Good to have y'all back here. Heather, are you happy to see our audience back here with us?
I am just frosted, okay? I am so happy to see these frosted faces.
Oh my gosh, look at them, look at them. Well, we should probably get right back into it. We are talking Thanksgiving dinner, and we are talking about how to feed your family and get a big smile on their faces,
yes,
right?
Yes, we are, and we are starting with a stuffing.
Oh, is it a side? Uh-oh. I want it to be a main dish.
Same here, Bill. Same here. Oh,
can't
you're
get enough.
Yes. So we have some French bread that we have cut up into little squares and we've baked, and we have some chopped celery as well, don't
Absolutely.
We?
Absolutely, got a little chopped celery there. We got put a little bit of garlic in there, a mm-hmm. little bit of onion, mm-hmm. a little bit of flavor,
yes.
right? Just
yes.
a little bit.
A dash.
Mm-hmm. And wouldn't you know it, on top of that stuffing,
mm-mm.
no big old dollop of frosting.
A big old dollop of chocolate. Chocolate frosting on this one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You better believe it. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what. You go ahead and you get that hot stuffing right out of the oven. Right out of the oven. And then you go ahead and microwave that frosting mm-hmm. so it's equal temperature to that of the stuffing.
It's really important that you get it nice and hot and mm-hmm. creamy for the stuffing. And we are sponsored today by Pillsbury Doughboy.
The yes. one and only.
The one and only. Shout out to the Pillsbury Doughboy who...
Not the company. Not no. the company he represents.
They actually severed ties recently. There mm-hmm. was a disbelief, you know. Sort of
there was a disbelief.
Exactly. Do we hear him? Do we hear him in the studio?
Do we hear the boy who is struck out on his own?
The camera pans out into the studio audience. Little Pillboy. Pillboy.
Aww.
Little Pillboy.
How are you, Mr. Pillsbury? Oh, that's his catchphrase, isn't it?
It certainly is. Well, we are glad to have you as a sponsor today. You are really, I'm going to tell you right now, the products that you are, that you have at your disposal, very similar to that of Pillsbury.
Yes. Very similar, but different. I want to say that he's gone out on a limb a bit and tried some new flavors.
Absolutely. And all those flavors come topped. With frosting.
With frosting. Yes, they do. Oh, I just got a little frosting on you, Bill. Uh-oh.
Oh, my eye.
Oh,
my
no.
eye.
Your retina. Uh-oh.
My eye.
Oh, my God. Are you okay? Bill.
My eye.
Oh, my gosh.
Feels better because of the frosting.
Oh, you.
Just kidding around.
That's what I like about you.
That's the hypothetical situation. That was great, guys. That was great.
Pillsbury.
Yeah. So how do you feel? You still high? Still feeling pretty good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Feeling loose. Feeling right.
Feeling loose as
feeling
a goose.
High.
Love
feeling
it.
High. Liking this popcorn.
Well, for those listening at home, we're going to feel a little bit more loose here in a second because we're going to take a little blaze break.
Ooh.
And you should do the same thing. So go ahead and spark it up and we'll be right back. Hey, stoners, for more information about past shows that we've done, future shows we're going to do, check out I'mTooEffingHigh.com. Back. All right. We are back and, you know, a little bit higher and ready to jump into this last segment here. This segment is called Gravid Water Bong. We'll try it again.
You're sick.
This segment is called Gravid Water Bong. So much rapping.
So much rapping. Can't be stopped.
So basically how this works is you guys are going to improvise a scene from a movie. I'll tell you what it's going to be in a second. And at different times, DJ Narc Lifeguard and I are going to say a line from an actual movie, and you guys have to improvise with it and make sense of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so the movie we're going to be pulling from is from the movie The Santa Claus.
Mm.
All right.
Okay.
And the name of this movie, you guys are going to be doing a scene from a movie called Santa Claus Is Canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Makes sense?
Very exciting.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Whenever you're ready. Santa Claus Is Canceled.
Did you hear? Did you hear?
I haven't heard.
Well, Brother Elf, Santa Claus is canceled.
What?
Yes. Did you see his Twitter?
No. No, I didn't. I was too busy making old wooden toys.
Yes, your woodwork is phenomenal, Brother Elf. I see the train and the doll. It's all wooden.
Yes, wooden dolls.
Yes, wooden dolls. But yes, his Twitter, they found old tweets from 2009.
No.
No.
Oh, but it was a different time.
That's what I said. I made a public statement. You think I'll regret it?
Who knows? Only time will tell.
I just typed up this thing. I stand by Mr. Santa Claus, and he's a good guy I've known him my whole life.
Oh, Brother Elf. I admire your courage, but we'll see how this plays out for you.
Oh, my goodness. Are you saying you won't stand by Santa Claus?
Well, I mean, gosh, I don't know. He has been so good to us over the years. But on the other hand, I'm not sure what it was all said.
There's no chimney here. Did you hear me? There's no chimney here.
Uh-oh.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. They took it away. The government.
Ever since Santa got canceled, they removed the chimneys from all the houses.
They did. The U.S. government came in, took the chimneys because of his tweets.
Yeah. And so now no one gets to enjoy Christmas.
Hey, kid, who's in charge here?
We look like kids, but trust us, we're adults.
We're 200 and... I'm 209, he's 208.
You're older than me.
Well, don't feel bad.
Proof? Why can't we both think of it as just a great dream and forget about it then?
Well, we couldn't forget that Santa got canceled.
Yeah, and that's not a dream. That's a nightmare.
Yeah, you shouldn't go around saying dream, Sister Elf.
You shouldn't go around saying dream or telling people your dreams. They'll be stolen.
What does that mean? It means you put on the suit. You're the big guy.
Oh, I couldn't take his place under this
circumstance.
You're
the oldest elf. You're the oldest elf.
Should I put it on?
Just try it. See if it fits.
Oh, it's getting smaller. Oh, it's shrinking to my body.
Yeah, instead of you getting bigger and could be more Santa-like, it's gotten smaller. It's conformed to you.
It did. I'm going to start a new Santa Claus Petites line. How about that?
I think that's great. Hey, Christmas will be saved. Christmas will be saved.
Will they put the chimneys back? I mean, I guess I could fit through a dog flap.
Yeah, just get on your hands and knees and go through a dog flap. But you know what? I wonder that when you get to the house, Maybe Christmas magic will make a chimney reappear.
Whoa.
I'll have a salad, an iced tea, and dressing on the side.
That's sad, Sister Elf. You're not big. You're beautiful. You should have the dressing on the on the salad.
Yes. Yes. However you like it.
We can't. The police are watching this place.
Wow. But don't they know I'm in charge now? I don't have any bad tweets.
Yeah. But just like you said, the government.
The government.
They took away all the chimneys. Maybe it was a plot of something bigger. They got Santa on this thing that he may be well deserved.
Yeah.
But also.
But I stand by him.
Mm-hmm. You do.
I know who you are, Dad. You'll figure it out soon enough.
Oh, I have a son.
You have a son?
No! Oh! No!
Wait, no?
I'm not ready! I have to soil no my
one's
oats.
No one's ever really ready
well,
to
right,
have
brother
kids.
Brother Elf, what are you saying? You got a different girl elf every night.
Yeah, but I'm sterile, so...
All right, I forgot. You were clipped.
Yeah, I was clipped. I knew right away I didn't want kids.
little
rats we got to give presents to every year.
No, ugh. I respect your choice. My dick, my clip.
Oh, that's Crivin' Water Bong. My dick, my clip.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. Oh, man. What a great movie that would be.
I'd
yeah.
watch.
Yeah, see some of Santa Claus's tweets from 2009.
Yeah.
What is his take?
He said something terrible about elves, like really reductive towards elves.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very regressive.
Yeah. Guys, this is great. This is super fun.
Yeah.
You guys came here, you got high, you did some comedic challenges.
Yes.
How are you holding up? How's your headspace?
I feel great.
Did you have fun?
This is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had a very nice time, and I feel great.
Okay. Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling inspired to smoke again, work out, do
yes.
another podcast.
Yes.
Nice. Do it. Just repeat your day.
Yeah, repeat
over
the day.
For our listeners, this is, Dave is actually singing this right now. He's playing this right now.
Mm-hmm. Eddie Better.
Beautiful guitar.
Eddie Better.
Yes.
Miranda, where can people find you?
Oh, man. Well, you can find me on my Instagram, Miranda, like D-U-H. Hearts you. I have a cousin who is a boy and he has an Instagram. Kyle thinks you're wrong. And I dabble. We do stuff together. So you might want to check him out.
Great.
Kyle thinks you are, like the letter U and then the letter R, wrong. Check him out.
It's worth following. He's pretty funny.
He's a pretty crazy kid.
Yeah. He's an influencer.
Yeah, he's been on I'm Too Effin' High, the live show.
Yeah, he was very funny. Very funny.
I'll tell him you said that.
Yeah, please do. How about you, Dave Tooney?
You can find me at Ralph's on Western. Usually in the freezer aisle. Yeah, just window shopping.
You got to branch out, buddy.
Yeah.
Go to other aisles.
I got to get to some other aisles.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see the new year. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Dave Tooney, DaveTheUne. Family. I guess my mom has an Instagram.
Yeah.
So if you could follow too.
Follow his mom.
Yeah,
at Leona
she
Tooney.
yeah,
there don't do that. Is. Don't follow my mom.
There it is. And you can find us at I'm Too Effin' High on Twitter and Instagram as well. Also check out I'mTooEffin'High.com for information on upcoming shows and new episodes every Tuesday. Thanks for listening, you guys. Stay too effin' high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hi folks, Sean Watkins here. I'm here to tell you about my podcast slash album called This Is Who We Are. That's right, it's a podcast and a record, all rolled into one. Each episode features one song off the record, paired up with a conversation with a guest who is related to that song in some way. Guests include Jackson Brown, Inara George, Kate Micucci, and the conversations aren't about these songs specifically. The songs just serve as sort of a topical springboard that hopefully will lend a little context to this new album of mine. Sort of like a modern-day version of Liner Notes, only much more personal. The podcast and the album are both called This Is Who We Are. Check it out wherever you get your podcasts.
Campfire.